Now we come verse 6 through 8. You have here the picture of the great tribulation that is coming in the future, the great day of the Lord that he's talked about. And now he moves from the city of Jerusalem to talk about the nations of the world in the last days. I have cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste, that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is no inhabitant. It's been my privilege to walk through the ruins of great civilizations of the past. And I walked through the ruins of Ostia, the playground of the Romans, just 15 miles from Rome, but not very well known. It will become later, as Rome is developing it, and become a tourist attraction. Here is where Rome lived it up. This was the Las Vegas of the Roman Empire. And it's difficult when you stand in the ruins of that city, in that street there, and you see the stones of that Roman road that are worn by chariot wheels that went over that. And to think that that street and the other streets were crowded, and that that city at one time in its heyday was a great city. Well, God says, I'm going to make them desolate. And it's very difficult to believe that Los Angeles could become desolate, but it could. It's difficult to believe New York City could become desolate, but it could. And God says here, I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction so their dwelling should not be cut off. However, I punish them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. In other words, the warnings of judgment, the little judgment that came, had no effect upon them. And that will bring down finally the great day of the Lord, the time of judgment that is coming upon this earth. And God says in verse 8, therefore wait upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. This earth you and I are living in is moving to a judgment. They don't believe it, but they're moving to judgment. And it is this judgment that will be initiated when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to this earth. It begins with the great tribulation period and ends when he comes.